Well, let's have a look at how it's viewed today. So here's Business Week a couple weeks ago. They say the Gingrich Congress represents a milestone for business. Never before have so many goodies been showered so enthusiastically on America's entrepreneurs. The title, however, of the article is Return to the Trenches, because the idea is this isn't enough. True, it's unprecedented, but we can get more given the weapons in our hands. We have to demand cuts in capital gain taxes, which is half of the income of the top 1% of the population. So that's got to be cut, obviously, and you know how much it is as you go down farther. We have to have deregulation. Deregulation will devastate the general population, and of course it's horrifying for future generations, but it does increase profits tomorrow for the people who count, you know, top few percent. We have to devolve federal power down to the state level. That's not a matter of giving power to the people and all the talk about how they're making a gamble on maybe the governors are better than the, you know, politicians in Washington. That's not in anybody's mind. What's in everybody's mind is what is never discussed, namely the fact that when you get power down to the state level, the states can be totally overwhelmed even by middle-sized businesses, not just by huge corporations. So if you put block grants down to the state level, you can be sure that they're not going to go to anybody except the pockets of local business by various trickery, regressive taxes, and one thing or another. So for example, like take, say, Massachusetts. The biggest employer in Massachusetts is Raytheon, which is a publicly, it's what's called private enterprise here, meaning the public pays the costs of it and the profits go into private hands. It's a military-based corporation. And they, you know, a country, company like Raytheon isn't big enough to play Germany against the United States, let's say, but they are big enough to play Massachusetts against Tennessee. And they've simply told the state that unless they are given even more public benefits, they're just going to move their workforce to Tennessee. Well, you can do that if you're a Raytheon-sized corporation. And that means, and the state, in fact, has just passed a law saying that military firms get tax rebates, meaning Raytheon. So military firms get tax benefits, meaning you shift the taxes over to poor people. The justification, it's called a job enhancement program or something, meaning if you don't do it, they just go to Tennessee. Well, that's the point of moving block grants down to the state level and moving decisions down to the state level. Under other circumstances, that could be a move towards democracy, but not when you got private tyrannies around. Then it's a move to put power into their hands, and all the business about the gambles and so on is total nonsense. This whole feeding frenzy, which is pretty incredible to watch, has to continue. That's the point of the Business Week article, and it goes for tort reform and privatization and the healthcare system and everything else.